are facing a frustrating commute to work this morning, with Eskom confirming stage 2 load shedding will last at least tomorrow, will last until tomorrow morning at least. The power utility says high demand and a shortage of capacity are to blame. Eskom says that this means that it won't be able to suspend power cuts today during today's peak hour traffic periods. Spokesperson Sikhonathi Mantshantsha has also warned that the utility will probably turn off your power over the weekend as well.
The capacity does not allow us to effect the suspension today. We will continue with load shedding now all the way until Friday, and there is quite a high probability that the weekend may also be subjected to load shedding.
A convicted fraudster in the Eastern Cape who cost the Buffalo City municipality millions has been slapped with an 8-year prison sentence. Gerrit Crowther was employed by Eskom and the municipality to install devices which reduce energy consumption. He marketed and sold his services to businesses in the Buffalo City area for an amount ranging from 3,000 to 60,000 rand. In reality, Crowther did not install devices, but rather he had tampered with electricity meters. Consequently, the municipality lost approximately 180 million as a result of this crime. The Hawks have said that the Buffalo City municipality reported the case as when it noticed that the electricity bills of various big companies had dropped. And finally, Kirk Douglas, the cleft-chinned movie star who fought gladiators, cowboys and boxers on the screen and at the Hollywood establishment, has died at the age of 103, his son Michael Douglas has said. It is with tremendous sadness that my brothers and I announce that Kirk Douglas left us today at the age of 103, Michael Douglas said in a statement to People magazine on his Facebook page. He continues to say that to the world he was a legend, an actor from the golden age of movies who lived well into his golden years, a humanitarian whose commitment to justice and the causes he believed in a set a standard for all of us to aspire to.
I apologize for not revealing my true feelings. I apologize, sir, for not telling you sooner that you're a degenerate, sadistic old man. And you can go to hell before I apologize to you now or ever again.
Taking a look at your financial indicators now, the rand is currently trading at 14 rands and 74 cents to the US dollar, 19 rands and 13 cents to the British pound, 16 rands and 21 cents to the euro. An ounce of gold will cost you $1,553.42. Johannesburg is partly cloudy today with isolated thunder showers, a minimum temperature